It's Tuesday, July 30th, AD 2019. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The early rain church in China is still under difficult persecution. Pastor Wang Yi has been charged with, quote, incitement to subvert state power and running an illegal business, end quote. Over half of the church members are under continual surveillance, according to Radio Free Asia. At the U.S. State Department's second annual Ministerial to Advance Religious Freedom, a Christian who escaped North Korea, Il-young Ju, testified of the martyrdom of his cousin's entire family for their commitment to Christ. When President Trump met with a couple dozen survivors of persecution in the Oval Office on Wednesday, Ju told him, quote, they were all executed for sharing the gospel, end quote, according to ncronline.org. The London Metropolitan Police have agreed to pay £2,500 in damages to a street preacher for, quote, false imprisonment and exceptional humiliation and degradation, end quote. Christian Concern announced that they have collected 38,000 signatures after Pastor Ilasanmi's arrest, requesting an investigation from the UK Home Secretary's office. The pastor responded to the police concessions by saying this, quote, I am glad that the police have recognized that it was not right to arrest me for preaching from the Bible. It was traumatic being arrested and left many miles from my home. But God was always with me, and even though I was left in a place I did not know, I was determined to get back to Southgate and start preaching the gospel again, end quote. The New York Times reported over the weekend on a $1 million lawsuit filed against the Village Church in Flower Mound, Texas. The suit alleges that the church was, quote, willfully negligent, end quote, in protecting a child from sexual assault. Last November, a children's minister was indicted by a grand jury for a sexual crime against a child. Never has abortion been a hotter topic on mass media or film. The University of California at San Francisco has analyzed the frequency in which abortion appears in film. Between 2003 and 2012, there were 5 films per year where abortion was mentioned. Last year, 21 treatments, and this year, 19 so far. The researchers, though, found that the recent stories more often end with the killing of the baby. In the 1980s and 90s, the mothers would hesitate more and stop short of killing their child. America's birth rate hit another low, 1.73, falling from 1.77 last year, according to new CDC numbers. The United States birth rate was 2.1 in 1990. Meanwhile, the worldwide birth rate is 2.3, dropping from 3.4 since 1990, according to World Bank numbers. Mike Ferris, the previous president of the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, issued a public letter to Joshua Harris, homeschooled graduate and author of I Kiss Dating Goodbye. Harris publicly declared that he was not a Christian. Ferris encouraged Harris to consider that his faith was in formulas and he had not really come to know Jesus Christ, saying, quote, you have not walked away from a relationship with Jesus. You have walked away from the culture you were raised in, end quote. Our Lord warns us in Matthew 7, on that day many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then will I declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. 3 people were killed and 15 wounded at the Gilroy Garlic Festival in Northern California on Sunday when a mass murderer opened fire on the crowds. The suspected killer, Santino William Legan, was shot down by police not long into the rampage. Heavy.com notes that the 19-year-old suspect was influenced by a book called Might is Right by Ragnar Redbeard, the ideas of Friedrich Nietzsche and the doctrine of social Darwinism. The killings were even worse in Chicagoland over the weekend, with 9 killed and 39 wounded in various violent encounters. Also last week, there were an estimated 12,200 children murdered in their mothers' wombs in this country. Jeremiah 22, verses 16 and 17 says, he defended the cause of the poor and needy, and so all went well. Is that not what it means to know me? Declares the Lord. But your eyes and your heart are set only on dishonest gain and on shedding innocent blood. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. on this Tuesday, July 30th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.